Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I walk back down. That's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back. Awesome music. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Lewis Moore, founder of Moore Corp, a young entrepreneur, and a pretty exciting story he has. His brother Simon is here. He's also here. He's joined the Moore Corp organization as the vice president, and the two of them are running the business. Lewis, thanks again for being here. Simon, congratulations on having the sense to join your brother there, and I'm really proud of you guys for working together. I hope you're able to keep that going. Partnerships are hard, especially hard when you got family, because as you guys know, friends you choose, family you're stuck with, right? You guys figured that out, right?
Oh yeah.
So, quick question: How has the coronavirus pandemic shutdown, how's that affected your business?
Yeah, so I think overall the pandemic is actually, in terms of sales and numbers-wise, been actually strong for our business. I mean, grocery sales across the board, during the beginning few months, March, April, May of the pandemic, we saw the highest sales numbers across grocery and pharmacy stores just because of what Lewis and I kind of like to call the hoarding effect. Yeah. Where people are going to the stores and they're buying 2-3 times more than they usually would because they have the mentality
especially
of,
donuts, and that's right up your alley, right?
Well, exactly. During tough times, people increase the purchasing of sugar confections.
You got to have your donuts. So you're one of those sectors that has actually done as well or if not better from the coronavirus. That's very interesting. So tell us, you're in Canada, the USMCA, the replacement of NAFTA, was finally put in place just last month, about a month ago. Lewis, how has it affected, how is USMCA for your business compared to NAFTA as you import to the U.S.?
Yes, that's a great question. And, when it comes to these kind of larger constituent changes in supply cycle and tariffs and border crossing, especially with consumer packaged goods, as of now, I haven't really seen much of a change. These things typically take a couple months for there to be kind of, if this issue any backlash or if it's synthesized any difficult processes, any kind of recognition on that.
So it's too early to, tell, but what was it about the NAFTA that you think MCA might fix or maybe go the other way? What do you think is going to happen?
I would think a lot of administrational kind of logistics points. So when you cross the border, there's a lot of unnecessary paperwork in the past that was confusing a lot of people and holding up tractor trailers filled with goods. And I think based on the new laws and new kind of systems put in place, it's going to synthesize that a lot more and make it a lot more effective and easier to cross border.
Good deal. Well, that's the kind of news we want to hear because we want efficiency. Because we're neighbors, we're allies. We need to be doing more business together. And I know you guys agree with that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what about the supply chain? How has I know that on the consumer side, your business has done pretty well in the coronavirus shutdown. But what has it done to the supply chain?
So I think a couple things I'll say, but as young entrepreneurs in the industry, and given that our business is based off relationships, I think we've noticed kind of two main things that have come from COVID. But the first being that these chains, like the retail chains, they're much less inclined to meet with any new manufacturers for face-to-face meetings, given that they can't because of COVID. So what we're finding is that these retailers, these chains, whether it be pharmacy, grocery, whatever it is, are sourcing products from the same manufacturers, just more products, because they just want to work with people they already have relationships with. They can't meet with new people.
Right.
So for us, it's been great because they'll go to us and say, hey, what products do you have in this category? What products do you have in that category? Because, before you might walk down an aisle in a grocery store and see 10 products from 10 different companies. Now it's more likely you'll walk down the aisle, you'll see two companies with 5 products each.
Right. consolidating, to simplify things. That's exactly right. That's the point that I'm trying to make to people about getting new business. You're going to be more likely to get in the door if you got a referral than if you just go blundering in, knocking on the door, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's very interesting. But has the supply chain, has the disruptions that the coronavirus has caused you to not be able to have access to certain any products? Has it held you up on deliveries?
I wouldn't say that the coronavirus has impacted certain supply cycles or systems for specific commodities. What it has done, though, is put additional stress on the warehouses. So when it comes to inventory management, thinking of the whole supply cycle, product typically goes to a DC or an end warehouse for any given type of chain, grocery, pharmacy, convenience store alike, before it actually goes to the retail store.
Yeah.
So because of this overpurchasing or this hoarding that's been kind of categorically happening across North America,
and warehouse staff's cut in half. Because half of them are at home.
And that, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And having less people being able to kind of operate a facility due to the lack of, best practices and social distancing, you know, it's put a lot of additional strain on these warehouses, which has slightly impacted the supply flow of commodity goods, but it hasn't really affected
Lewis,
that. So we do see that there's a
lot
of...
I need your website, Lewis.
Sure. It's the Moore Corp, so T-H-E. morecorp.com.
All right, themorecorp.com. Hey, guys, congratulations on your success. I'm proud of you. Will you come back and give us another report in the future?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next time. Lewis Moore, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of the Moore Corp, and Simon Moore, his brother, joining him.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.